Ashley Easter.
And I'm Charlie Grantham, and you're listening to Serendipity,
the podcast where we explore everyday magic all around us. Everyone, and welcome back to the Serendipity podcast. If you are listening on a podcast platform, that is great. We also have these on our YouTube channel, so you should check that out. And if you do that, you will see the difference in our personalities because Charlie is like, fall, I can't wait for fall. And I'm like in a shirt that says,
It's true.
I'm holding on to the last bits of summer. But
you get the best of both worlds if you watch us, because you're for like a fall person. When I'm on the screen, you'll see I'm in a long sleeve, yes, like dark color shirt. But if you're like a beach summer person, when Ashley speaks, she's in like light pastel tie-dye, yes, like very beach vibes.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So we're actually gonna, we have differences, but we also have so many similarities, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about a little bit in this podcast. We're going to talk about friendship, and, you know, it can be hard, I think, for adults to have friendships. Mm-hmm. That's like a topic I hear a lot, and we've been friends since, what do you think, like 2016?
No, I think 2015, because we were friends before Nate and I got married. We were engaged. Oh. Nate and I were engaged, and I think that's when we became friends. Wow.
So yeah. How many years is that? That's
like 7-ish,
7 years. Right? Yeah, because Will and I have been married for 8 almost. So
yeah.
Wow. So we've been friends for quite a few years, and mm-hmm, it's been great. I think.
I mean, it's worked out. We have a podcast together.
Yes. This is our second podcast, even. Right. Yeah. So I think we just want to kind of talk about friendship. And I think you brought up the idea, Charlie. So I love to have you kind of start us out. But good friendships are hard to come by. And so, mm-hmm, I know that I'm really lucky to have you as a friend for all these years.
I feel the same way. Yeah. And I feel like I kind of thought of it in part because like we are such good friends, and I thought, well, like, I feel like it'd be cool to do an episode where we kind of talk about what it means to be like a friend and a good friend. And then also maybe like some ideas, for like making friends. Cause like you said, it is really hard as an adult to make friends, like good friends too. Especially if you aren't in like an organized religion, I feel like that's where a lot of people find friends, is church. And so if you like aren't a part of that, it is like even harder, I feel like. So I thought maybe we could talk about some like ideas on finding friends. But yeah, I kind of just wanted to like talk about like things. And I was kind of thinking about like you as a friend. And I think one of the things that like immediately jumped out to me was like how supportive you are of me. And like, and I don't mean that in a way of like supportive, like, yes, you are supportive, like as in like if I need to like rant or vent, like you're there, you know, whatever. And you like believe in me and stuff like that, you know, is all great. And you do that. But I even thinking of it in terms of like how happy you are for me, like when something good happens for me, you know, like you genuinely like feel really happy. And I feel like that's such a important like component of like being like a good friend, is having someone who like really like celebrates you. And in the same way, like celebrating others, like that's a way to be a good friend, is like really celebrating others. And like, and being there when things are like bad, or when people go through like a hard time, like being there as like a friend. And I think that's kind of talked about a little bit more than the like celebration aspect of it. But I think they're equally important, to be there in the good and the bad times, like equally, like I'll be your shoulder to cry on, but I'll also be like your cheerleader, like waving like the pom poms, you know? Yeah. And I feel like you are, like, even just in our episode we just recorded, I was just like talking about the graduate assistantship, and I was like, okay, and moving on to how I manifested it. And you were like, hold on. Like, you just like did a whole thing about like, Charlie's so smart and Charlie deserves it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, that's like so special to me. And I feel like, I don't know. That's like one of the, I feel like, most important things to me, like, and a friend.
Well, that's really sweet. And I honestly do enjoy celebrating with you because I feel like such a deep connection with you on like a soul level. And just, I don't know, like one of our previous episodes, and I don't know exactly when it'll air, but we kind of talked about empathy. And I feel like we've had an opportunity in our friendship to really empathize with each other. And so when something exciting happens to you, like, I feel it in my body. I'm just like, oh my gosh, because I feel, it's not in a codependent way, but I feel like we are so connected that it's almost an extension of, it's not that you're an extension of me in a codependent way, but like, we are so connected that what happens to you affects how I feel too. Because I care about you so much that when something bad happens, I'm like, oh man, can't believe we're going through this. And when something good happens, I'm like, it feels like exciting because it's almost like it happened to me because I care about you that much. And so I really am thankful that we have a friendship that way. And I tend to be a pretty friendly person. But I was thinking about what makes our friendship different. And I have a handful of close friends, but I'm friendly with a lot of people. And I think that whether it's because of my online persona, I think a lot of people feel comfortable talking to me about personal things. And I honor that. And I really hold that in like as a deep honor. But I think a difference between those kind of relationships and what we have is I also feel safe confiding in you. I feel like not only can I hear your things, but I feel seen, heard, validated, safe talking to you, and really it feels safe being reciprocal because there are other relationships that I have that they don't feel like dangerous. But it's not the type of relationship where I, whether it's because of ethical boundaries and standards for different jobs or, you know, whatever, but I can't let my hair down. Right. And with you, I feel like I can show parts of me that maybe aren't able to be shown to other people. It's not so much that I'm hiding my true self from other people, but there's just layers and you can see all the layers. Probably Will sees all the layers, but you see like 95% of the layers.
No, it's true. Cause like usually like even today, as soon as we got on to record, it was like, hey, how are you? Good. How are you? And immediately it was like, well, let me tell you about this weekend. Like we always do that. Or we'll like voice to each other and be like, oh my God, when can we talk about this?
And so I think I feel that way about you, but I feel that way about you, not just because it's something about me, but it's something about you. I know that you're somebody I can trust to keep my secret safe. I know you're somebody who is non-judgmental, who will give me good advice, who will be happy for me, who won't just tell me to get over it if I'm having a bad day. And that is such a rarity. And I know that I have in the past sometimes dip my toe in that with some other people. And I was glad I just dipped my toe in it because I, you know, it didn't stay safe with them. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that was really a lot of longevity to it. And so, thank you for being that kind of person because, it's really a rare gift. I feel like we're Oprah and Gail.
I know. Oh my God. I used to love them when I was a kid. Oh my God. They're so cute. Like, they're the cutest.
We can fight about who's Oprah later, but
no, but that I think what you're getting at is maybe like maybe that's kind of like the all-encompassing like thing, like what true like pure friendship is, mm-hmm. is feeling like if something good happens to them, it's good for me. If something bad happens to them, it's bad for me. If something, like, mm-hmm. like you said, it's like an extension of yourself in a way that you feel like it's true. Yeah. Like if something good happens to you, like, I mean, I low key feel like I just bought a house and I'm renovating it. Like, okay. I mean, I'm like so excited about it. Like,
and I'm like, when do we start this internship?
Right. So I feel like that is a part of it, is really feeling like, or maybe that's the core of it. Like really feeling like, because in that situation, if you do feel like you have a friend that mm-hmm. does get happy, like just as happy as you would be, or just as, like, I have a best friend who, when I tell her things, like something exciting, she said so many times, I love how excited you sound. Like, I'm just so excited that you sound excited. Like, yes. And so, like, I feel like that is a big part of it, because if you don't have that, like, if that's lacking, then yeah, like, you wouldn't feel safe to mm-hmm. to tell yeah, some of yeah. like the more like things that maybe you create boundaries for good reason. Like yeah. you said, it's not you being fake or like keeping secrets, but there's boundaries. Some people should know things, some people shouldn't.
Right.
You know? Right. And so if there's not that, like, I feel like you get me and you understand me and you're walking mm-hmm. with me through life.
Yeah.
And so I can trust you to carry this thing mm-hmm. that I really don't want to tell to many other people or to yeah. anyone else, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, because it's just like, if that's not there, then how can you trust someone, you know, like with those like precious, sensitive things?
Yeah.
So
the yeah. other thing I like about us and our relationship is the lack of jealousy, because I've seen yes. that in so many,
oh my gosh,
female relationships, not just like jealousy over wins or achievements. Because I definitely have seen that, like, one person gets something, the other person doesn't. And so it's not a genuine excitement or an expander yeah. of like, well, if it's possible for them, it's possible for me. It's more just like a jealousy thing. But I think as close as we are, I don't feel like there's codependency, because I've been in relationships where I've had close friendships with a person. But then if I wanted to have another relationship with another friend, if I were to call that person my best friend as well, mm-hmm. that person would be angry.
Yeah.
And they would feel hurt. And I'm glad that you have other best friends, because I want you to like, love isn't limited. And, you know, like, right. I want you to experience friendship in all the different dimensions. And I know that you think that way for me. And so I think that's another thing. I don't know that we've really even had to work at. I think that may just be who we are right. as people, but
yeah,
there's not like a codependency element, even though there is a support element,
right?
And there's a connection and a trust without a jealousy.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't think it's something we've had to like work at. It just came naturally, like, to our yeah. friendship. And I think it is probably like in part just how we are as people. Mm-hmm. Because again, like, even like the jealousy thing, like if somebody's jealous, how do you trust them? Like, how do you like, you know, if there's any part that you have to like tiptoe like around something in the relationship, I feel like there can't be like the full closeness that there could be if you're like worried about them getting jealous or them, you know, whatever, getting upset by something that, you know, it's one thing if they get upset by something because you like offend someone, but it's another right, thing right. if like you don't even like, you're just like yeah. have another friend, like another close friend yeah. and they like yeah. jealous or yeah. And I feel like the codependency thing too could be like I feel like we and in our situation, I feel like we are many things that happen to one of us happen to the other one. Yes. Like down to like sometimes medical things. Like it's weird. So weird.
Like the same person.
Right. But like even feeling like, oh, well, you know, Ashley did this. Like I remember being when we lived in Houston And my air purifier just like turned on. I'm gonna like turn it on. I have it set as a timer, so
okay,
it got really
loud. I can't
loud,
even hear it, but
okay, I'm gonna turn it on. It's like, I'm like, what is that noise? But anyway, her name is Lorelai. We had to name her. So uh-huh. She ended up with Gilmore Girls, if anybody was curious. We're gonna get another one for another room and name her Rory. Anyway, side note. I remember being like in Houston, and Nate and I had moved there, like, I think it hadn't even been a year. It had been like 6 months. And I had to, in between like college and graduate school, I actually worked for like 3-ish years. And I was doing a job I didn't really like, but it was like kind of like I had to do it in a way. I mean, I didn't have to do it, but I chose to do it because Nate was going to school. And so I like
right.
was like helping. Like
it was important to the plan.
Right. It was in the plan. But I really didn't like my job. I really didn't like where I was at. But I even remember, this is like so fun. I remember you calling me. We were talking one night. It was like around Christmas, and you had like this exciting news and like exciting developments in your career. And I'm just thinking about on it now. I feel like I felt nothing but like happiness. Like it was like, oh my God, like again, like if this is happening to Ashley, it's like happening to me, like, you know? And I feel like, I don't know, I guess like I definitely have like had relationships or friendships where it was like something good, like good as in like, oh, they're your favorite ice cream flavor is like available,
sure, sure.
The ice cream shop or yeah. something. Not that, but like more of like good things, like in terms of like dreams coming true or like goals being like achieved or like whatever, where people like don't even really seem to be like want to be happy for you. And that's probably from other people's insecurities. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like we've had that, like, you know, in our relationship, like
yeah.
whenever like we moved to Maine, you were so excited for us, or just like anything, like you've always been like so supportive. And I guess that's what I kind of like mean when I said, when I started this as supportive, mm-hmm. it kind of like, you kind of defined that for me. Like it's this all encompassing, just like attitude and behavior mm-hmm. and action towards another person. Like in all aspects, not just mm-hmm. in like, oh, there was a death in your family, I'm going to support you, but you're right. excited about something, so I'm going to squeal and jump up and down with you. You know, like it's yeah. both of those things. Like in all of the emotions, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. And I think maybe we should talk about kind of how our friendship came together, because people mm-hmm. listening might assume that like we grew up together or something.
Yeah, that's true.
But no.
Yeah.
No. We met in some online Facebook group that somebody else started. I don't think the group even exists anymore.
I don't think so.
And
there was only like 8 people in it, I
yeah.
think. It wasn't many.
But I just remember thinking, oh, you seem like a cool person. Like I don't really believe that you can make deep friendships online without taking it to a more personal place. Like I believe in finding friendships online, but I really think you have to have at least voice to voice to make something work.
Yeah.
And so I just try to do that, particularly early in my career. And I was like, oh, you seem cool. You know, do you want to have a phone call? And I think we've just never stopped talking. Like it's been like a constant conversation since that first
phone call. No, and it's so funny because I remember you like messaging me and like wanting, and I still remember what your profile picture was. I think I told you this recently. I remember what your profile picture was. It was so cool. You like had, you, it was like a selfie, but then you had like your arm up or something,
oh,
and you had like something written on your hand. Was it
yeah,
faith
yeah.
or love?
I had like a pen, like a
yeah.
fake tattoo kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember when you were like, hey, do you want to like chat on the phone sometime? And I told Nate, I was like, oh my gosh, like Ashley Easter wants
oh
to talk
God.
To me. I was like, she's so cool. Like, this is like, cool. And I think your cover photo maybe was that photo from your wedding of you and Will in front of that pretty car.
Oh, yeah,
kissing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe she wants to talk to me. Like, she's so cool. And
oh
so it's
gosh.
Just funny. Like, and then we really never stopped talking. And it was shortly after that. That I think it was your idea. You were like, do you want to do a podcast together? Like, and this is when podcasts were kind of just starting. Like now it's
yeah.
just, everybody's
Not
into podcasts now.
Them, yeah.
Yeah. At that time there wasn't that many people. And I had actually not listened to a podcast before.
No,
I hadn't until
I don't think I knew that. Oh, I think interesting. It
was 2018 or 2019 was the first time I listened to a podcast, and we started that podcast in 2016. So, yeah, I hadn't even, so not that people were into podcasts, I think, at the time, but yeah, you asked me and I was like, sure. Like, and so we had like a Christian feminism podcast together, and we had a lot of guests come on. We interviewed people, and, even when we stopped doing the podcast, we still kept in touch. And then
we would talk on the phone for like an hour, like every 3 months or something like that.
Yes. More than an hour. Sometimes it was like longer. Yeah. And that's kind of how we came up with the idea for the show. Cause I'm like, we talk about some interesting stuff. Like, I mean, the range in our topic conversation, it'll be like, hey, did you hear this about aliens? And then it'd be like, did you hear this about religion? And it's like, okay, this is like swinging, you know, like, So we only actually, I think, seen each other in person 3 times, right? It was Courage Conference.
Right. Yeah.
That was the first time. And then we met up in, was it Columbus or Charleston? No, it wasn't Charleston. I think it was South Carolina.
It was South Carolina. I think it was like we were both going to see family for Thanksgiving. Was that it?
Yes. Yeah.
We met sort of on our drives in between. Yes.
And we were only together for like 5 hours. We like went and got something to eat. Mm-hmm. And then I think we like went and walked along. There was like a river or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then up until then, that was in 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. That was 2017. And then we didn't see each other again in person until a month, or I guess it's been a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago, when you came for a whole week. And I remember when you said at the beginning of this that you're a friendly person, I totally got to see that. I didn't really ever see that. Like, I know you're friendly, but when you were here, I saw how friendly you were, because I would come out of the bathroom and Ashley's having a full-blown conversation with like a total stranger about who knows what. Like, you were talking to everybody. And I was like, so you really are like super friendly, because I consider myself to be friendly as in I talk to a lot of people, grand people, but you talk to people way more than I do. And like, it would be just anybody, everywhere you went, you would just talk to them as if you knew them. And they all of a sudden were talking to you like you knew them. And so I can attest to that. You are definitely a very friendly person. But yeah, so we haven't even really been in person together. I mean, more than 3 times.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think it's such a cool thing, because I'm just trying to kind of track it back to like what made the friendship successful. We weren't seeing each other in person hardly at all. So I don't think that is something that you have to have a quality friendship, though it was amazing, you know, the times we were able to get together. But I think consistency, I think maybe mutual effort, and I don't know, I feel like there's some chemistry there. I think we've talked about this before with like soulmates. Like, I think you have like potential lovers who are soulmates, but I think you have other people who are supposed to be in your life. And so I think that was definitely a thing. But I think there also was effort on our part to stay in touch and make things regular. Yeah. And
because we scheduled phone calls. Like, that's how far we went. Yeah.
And I think some people I have seen complaining about not having friendships. I'm not saying that it's easy to have friendships when you're an adult, but it's not the same as if you went to public school as a kid and you see your friends every day, and so you just naturally have friendship. Like, that doesn't generally exist in adult life, especially now that a lot of people aren't even working in an office. So you have to schedule things, you know?
Right. Yes. And also, that's a good point. Especially like, you have common experience, as in like your everyday life, like in school, is the same, and you bond over the fact that you had like the worst geometry teacher or whatever. Like, it's harder to do that like as an adult, because everybody's like busy with their own lives, and so you're trying. But I have that consistency is a really good tip, because I will try to do that. If I specifically feel like, okay, mm-hmm. I have a connection with someone, like I'm going to try to initiate, like, what can we do together? Like, and then try to do it like sooner than later and try to, right. Like, and then make sure like I continue to, whether it's like, even like just texting, like if I mm-hmm. text you a TikTok, you mm-hmm. know that I really like consider you to be a good friend because I like I see a TikTok and I think it'll make someone laugh or it reminds me of someone. Yeah. I'll send it to them, but I don't yeah. do that to everybody. And so even something like that, like you see something yeah. online where it like makes like you'll send me like the one the cat, it was so cute. So Winston, our cat, loves ice water and actually sent me a reel of like you can make like tea or like a latte for a cat. Where you like basically put catnip in like a tea bag and then you like soak it in the water and then you put, I think that was basically it. You put ice in it, yeah. cool it down, and then the yeah. cats drink it and it's like a latte for a cat, which is funny. And you sent that to me because you know Winston. Right. You know, I love Winston and Winston loves ice water, even though you're allergic to him. But you know, that's like another thing, like, you know, to put yourself out there. Sometimes I feel like people don't want to like, oh, I don't know if I should like send this to them or if I should like, you know, say this. And it's like, you just mm-hmm. have to sometimes like put yourself out there and see what right. happens. And at the end of the day, it's a reel, it's a TikTok, it's not a big deal, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
So, and also, I think an idea for like mm-hmm. making friends, cause that's hard. It was really hard. I think when we lived in Houston, like even in college, it was hard, to make friends. And then we lived in Houston. That was like hard. And I definitely did make friends and some good friends in those situations, but I just felt like there was like a struggle to make friends.
Right.
And, when we moved to Maine, I kind of felt like similar. And I was like, how do you make friends? Like as an adult, like mm-hmm. how, I don't know how to do this. And someone suggested Bumble. And I was telling you about this actually, because mm-hmm. I like swear by it now. I think like next place I move, like I'm totally like downloading and doing this because yeah. It's a really good idea. So I thought Bumble was just a dating app, but it has like a dating app like section, but then there's also like a net business like networking section and a like Bumble BFF. And so Bumble BFF, I haven't used it, but I assume it's like the dating app where yeah. you like make a profile. And so I went on to Bumble BFF. I like, you put like 5 photos of yourself. You can mm-hmm. put like, there's predetermined like things. So it makes it easy to say like if you want to put your religion, you don't have to put these things. So like I put like spiritual on there. Mm-hmm. You can put, if you have pets, you can put like just different things, and then it'll like have random questions you can answer about yourself. And then you basically go through other people's profiles and you either like them or you don't like them. And yeah, you only, right. Yeah. right. yeah. You can only message them if they also like you, but you don't know if they like you until they like you and you like them. Mm. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
And then you can, you know, see stuff on there. So I became good friends with someone who works at the school that I work at. And which is crazy. I don't think I would have met her if I wouldn't have gotten this app, even though we were in the same place. And we are great friends now. And, I also met someone else who like lives in my neighborhood. I don't think I would have met her.
I think when I was there visiting you, when we did that trivia at the grilled cheese place, wasn't that some friends you met through Bumble too?
Okay. No, those were the friends who told me about Bumble.
Okay. So
that's,
they told
but
me
that's
about
a
Bumble.
Good
okay,
point
okay.
to bring up. Cause that's a serendipitous story. Nate's friend, his childhood best friend was visiting us, who he lives in Boston now, but they're from Kansas. Lots of places involved in this. And he was visiting us and he ran into this couple in a bookstore we were in, and they are from Kansas and they went to school with him. And they actually had recently moved to Maine. Like I think a year ago now.
Uh-huh.
And so he introduced us to them and then we became like friends
right,
with them.
Right. Right. Okay.
And
yeah,
they're
I
the ones
right now. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. They were like, you have to download Bumble. Or like, I think they were like talking. I think I remember listening to them talk about uh-huh. this friend. And I'm thinking, how did they make all these friends? We've been here longer right. than they have. And then she said something about Bumble BFF. And I was like, wait, what is that? And so, yeah, I think, you know, if you have like a place, like if you go to like church or you do something mm-hmm. like that, that's like a good place to find a friend because it's like somebody maybe that has common ground as you. But if you don't, mm-hmm. like we don't go to church, it's kind of hard. Like, it's like, where do you go? Like, because church, it's like,
country clubs aren't as big of a thing as they used to be.
Right. And, yeah.
You know, just stuff like that. You know, like, there used to be, I think, a lot more like socialites. I think that was actually particularly for wealthy white women or even middle class white women. Like, the husbands made the money and the women, like, backdoor, like, engineered all the relationships by going to these, you PTA clubs and garden parties and then having the dinner parties. And anyway, that's just not as big of a thing as it used to be.
Maybe, like, that is not a big of a thing because the internet has kind of, like, taken that over. Right. So, like, you can do, like, Bumble BFF or, like, Facebook groups or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it definitely is hard to make friends. And now I feel like, oh, I have a lot of friends, but it's because I learned, okay, this is how you make, it took a long time. I've been an adult. I mean, I'm only 20, I'm about to be 27, but I haven't been an adult that long, but also like a pretty good period of time. Mm-hmm. And it took till I was 26 to figure out how to make friends. Like, it was very difficult, like, as an adult to be like, how do you do this? Like, I only made friends in school, and it's very different. Like you said, going out and, like, you know, just meeting someone, like, outside of, like, a place like school to, like, actually, like, form a close friendship with.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious. We've talked about, like, some of the qualities of a good friendship, kind of how we've met, things that are important to maintaining a good friendship. But what are, like, some red flags maybe you've come across? 'Cause I can think of a couple.
I think outside of, like, just, like, your normal red flags, like, if somebody has, like, you know, like, a Trump sticker on their car or something. Like, not talking about those things, but talking about, like, in friendships, I think definitely kind of the opposite of what I said is a good friend. Like, I think if I'm excited about something and I go to tell someone something and they don't really seem excited for me and they don't really want to talk about it, I, like, kind of shut down, and I'm like, I don't really want to, like, tell that person, like, anything, like, you know, exciting again, because it makes me just feel like, oh, like, they don't really care. So that's a red flag, I think.
Yeah. That's good. I'm thinking of kind of two things. One is, if somebody doesn't reciprocate to equal or similar amount of energy, it may not mean that they don't like you. It might not even mean that they're a toxic person. But I know I've sometimes made mistakes in the past of investing too much in a friendship when I didn't receive that reciprocation back. Mm-hmm. And so I always feel like I'm fighting to get a little bit of their attention. And that the only time they pay attention is if I'm, like, always the one to initiate. And, you know, there's seasons of life where that makes sense, where maybe one person's really busy and you just need to check in, make sure they're doing okay. But if the entire friendship is just you trying to get them to remember you exist, that's probably not a great friendship. Like, you want somebody who also wants to spend time with you and who will reciprocate on a similar level. And again, that doesn't have to be perfectly even, because there's different stages and different stages of getting to know you. But if it's really characterized with that, the other thing I think is, this is not maybe directly related, but there's a lot of different ethical dynamics and power dynamics in relationships in general. And I think it's important to be aware of what those are to get your expectations right. So, for instance, if you become close with your boss and you've never had a relationship with them outside of being your boss, you should probably remember in your mind that, you know what, we might be friends, but this can never truly be an equal friendship while they're still writing my paycheck. I think we had a bit of a different situation when you were my VA, because our relationship was established before, and it wasn't like that was your only source of income, and we were really communicative about, like, the friendship is first. But, you know, I've seen things like that, or I've also seen things where somebody will have a relationship with a coach, and that coach will then turn it into something that's like romantic or crossing mm-hmm. boundaries while the coaching relationship is still on. Mm-hmm. And so I think as somebody who's trying to get into a friendship or start friendships, there you just kind of need to be aware of like the power dynamics in a relationship, right. and that you might be able to be friends with a person who has more authority over you or vice versa, but you can't place that relationship in a same category as somebody who is like equally your best friend. Neither of you have power and control of the other person's, you right. know, finances or whatever. Right. But I think that can set people up for disappointment when somebody has to put a tight boundary because they're the boss, or mm-hmm. when you cross a boundary as a boss, that kind of stuff. So I think that's another thing people don't really talk about with friendships that much. But
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember even thinking, like, when I first started going to my therapist, I was like, oh my God, we would be such good friends. And then I had to be like, no, I mean, I'm paying her to listen to me.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm glad I feel that way.
Yeah, so I had to like think. Wait a second, I'm she's a good friend because she's getting paid to be. So, but that's a really good point, and I don't think that is talked a lot about. So, I do think that is a really good point and really interesting point. Yeah, and I think also someone who, again, we just had an episode about empathy, but someone you feel like maybe doesn't empathize with you.
Yeah.
Like that's, and again, you can be friends with people like this just
because,
like, but I think what we're kind of talking about friendships in terms of our friendship, which is a very mm-hmm. close friendship. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the type of stuff you would want to watch out for, a close friendship.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't empathize with you, I feel like maybe that's like a friend, you know, that you just wouldn't be like best rate, you know, friends with, you know, close right. friends with, but you could still be friends with them. Because I think that's really important in any relationship to mm-hmm. have like empathy for someone. Because I think you see that like in relationships, like romantic relationships, or even like what you're talking about, like with like a manager and an employee, like there has mm-hmm. to be empathy, because if not, it's just not a good relationship. Because I've had bosses that, like, they don't really care if you're sick. They don't really care.
Yeah.
Versus, like, now I have a boss who is like, oh, my God, no, you're sick. You need to rest.
Right.
So I think empathy is, like, really important in all relationships. And if you listen to our last episode, you know that people are getting more and more empathetic. So yeah. Maybe it'll be easier, like, to make friends, like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's part of that too. Like, just continue. Mm-hmm. I've like been thinking so much about that conversation. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, because it doesn't feel good when someone doesn't like going through. Yeah, it's like, you don't understand. And you're making me feel bad about something I already feel mm-hmm. bad about. Or that's not good. And paying attention to, I guess, just how you feel. Like, how does the person mm-hmm. make you feel? Do you feel good about yourself when you're around them, or do they make you feel bad? Do they make you feel guilty? Do they make you feel, you know, right. So I think that's kind of important to listen to your own feelings.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, there's that concept of, you are like your 5 or 7 closest friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even thinking about it somewhat in that term, you know, who are the closest people in your life? And if you're the average of those people, like, is that what you want to be the average of? And so if you're just around people who are always complaining, and don't get me wrong, we vent to each other all the time, but like mm-hmm. I wouldn't say our relationship is just a venting relationship. Like, there's pieces of that, but it's not like we're just always negative. And I'm not saying to gloss over hard times in people's lives, but I do think there are just some people who they never have anything positive to say, and like do you really want that to be your closest friends? I mean, that's up to you. It's not for me, you know.
Not my cup of tea. Yeah.
that's
good advice, because to look and be like, do I want to be like the way you might perceive this mm-hmm. friend to like look at them and say like, would I want to be perceived that way?
Yeah.
Because yeah. I think that I definitely feel like it definitely friends do like, I get like, I mean, even just yesterday I made cookies because my best friend made cookies and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, like, let me make those cookies or, you know, like, or even just with you, like I talk a lot about my intuition. I didn't do that before you started mm-hmm. your coaching. So yeah, I definitely see how I pull.
And you got me into veganism and so you just kind of rub off on each other. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can really think of, and this isn't necessarily a red flag, but like, I think you've got to put in your mind that there's like different levels of knowing people, different levels of friendship. So maybe you have like acquaintances that you bump into, and then maybe you have like clients or coworkers. Then maybe you have like friends who you hang out with, and maybe you have good friends who you let into your life a bit deeper. And then maybe you have like best friends. And maybe those are probably only a small handful of people, maybe in some cases only one person. Yeah. And maybe sometimes people move in and out through those, you know, different levels. And it's not so much that you got to obsess about what level of friendship am I in with this person or vice versa, but just kind of, I think it's helpful sometimes to not think in a binary of they're my friend or they're not my friend. And so if they're my friend, they get all of me. And if they're not mm-hmm. my friend, they get none of me. I think it's more on a spectrum. And I think mm-hmm. sometimes that flows a little bit at different seasons of life. But I don't know. I think it's just helpful to have a broader perspective of friendship and types of friendships. And also just when you meet somebody like a Charlie, like hold on to them, because that's not like a relationship that you just come by all the time. And so,
yeah. And I think we both knew that about each other.
Yeah.
And that's why we were like, okay, let's make sure we keep this
going.
Even in the times like, okay, we were busy. We had, mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have our podcast anymore. We didn't really have like, as much in the, cause we both met, we had like Christian feminism blogs mm-hmm. and then yours, you turned into like advocacy and you have your mm-hmm. nonprofit. And then I just stopped mine and we didn't have that anymore. And so, I think we both recognize that, and which is why we were like really, set on spending time talking. Like we need to set aside time to talk, because we knew that, okay, this is like a lifelong friendship.
Yeah.
Totally meant to be friendship, because my name was going to be Ashley. And then at the last minute, my mom was like, I don't think she's an Ashley, because Ashley was born and her intuition was like, you can't name her Ashley. You can't be everyday magic with Ashley and Ashley, you know?
With the Ashleys.
With the Ashleys.
Oh, so, was she going to spell it the same way? E-Y?
Yeah. And it was, and it, what was the middle name going to be? Ashley Elizabeth, I think was the middle
name.
And yours is Ashley Michelle. And I feel like maybe that's just my brain trying to make this work. But I'm like, Elizabeth and Michelle, those sound similar. Like
they're kind of in the same branch.
But yeah, she was going to spell it the same way and everything. And and I remember crying when I was a kid because I was bullied for my name. And I'd be like, Mom, why didn't you name me Ashley?
Oh,
I
wish
my name was Ashley.
Oh.
This is so funny. But
oh my gosh. Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow.
Well, this was good. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'd be interested if other people have like tips on friendships, or if you're struggling to find friendships, we, you know, enjoy hearing maybe questions. We might be able to answer those on our Instagram mm-hmm. if you have questions that are like follow-ups. It's not like we're the experts of all time in friendship, but I think this is something pretty special. And mm-hmm. Anything that we can share to kind of help out.
Because this whole
like to do that.
Podcast is based on our friendship. So
yeah,
that's why I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about. But
Good topic.
And if you have any like serendipitous stories about friendships, we would love to hear them. I mean, even like that was one just now, like that my name was almost the same as mm-hmm. Ashley's, or we've had other things that we've talked about with our friendships. We would love to hear that. So you can email us at pod.serendipity@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram at serendipity.pod. And if you do Instagram, you can also send us like a voice memo, and we can potentially play that on the show. So, or any serendipitous stories or happy stories or ghost stories or like anything.
Yes, aliens, all the things.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, thank you all for listening, and review. I forgot about that. If you want to leave us a review, we'd be so thankful. 5 stars are preferred. But before you leave a review on, I think you can now do it on Spotify, but also on Apple Podcasts. That's kind of maybe the main way. Take a screenshot before you send it, and it just goes off into the ethers. And then email it to us or send it to us on Instagram, and we'll give you a free gift. It is our custom Serendipity artwork. There's multiple different styles of artwork. You can put it on your electronic devices, or it's print quality. You can hang it up on the wall. Real beautiful stuff. And to do that, you can email us at pod.serendipity@gmail.com, or send us a DM with that screenshot at serendipity.pod on Instagram. Thank you all for listening, and for kind of having a little sneak peek into our friendship. We love sharing with you, and
And okay. Just so everyone knows, we will be MIA for the month of October. Ashley has the 30 Days of Courage, and there's people visiting, and my month is kind of booked. So I think we're just going to like be MIA and come back in November.
Yes. That sounds good. Okay. Yeah. Love you all.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.